Insight on Business the NewsHour is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, helping you turn human resources into a profit zone rather than an expense. FocusandFind.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business the NewsHour. Grateful you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. I'm fortunate enough to be on the road today in Waterloo, Iowa, and just happened to run into a guy that, well, he happens to be the Secretary of State for the state of Iowa. His name is Paul Pate, and we're going to be talking, not politics necessarily, although he is running for re-election, we're going to be talking about business, because that's what we do. Paul, welcome to the Business News Hour, Mr. Secretary. Great to have you here, sir.
It's great to be here, Michael.
All right. You know, one of the things I think lots of people don't understand is the impact that the Secretary of State's office has when it comes to business. Now, we all know about voter stuff. I mean, that's, you know, we all register. We got that. But the business side of your job is vast.
It certainly is. We're the portal for businesses in Iowa. Hopefully, we're a little more than that. I like to think of us more of an advocate and a place that can provide some guidance and also encourage other state agencies to be more user-friendly for businesses. So we play that multiple role.
Yeah, speaking of user-friendly, you know, this is a big state, 99 counties in the state of Iowa.
Right.
Des Moines happens to be the epicenter of everything, and for a long, long time. But that doesn't necessarily, you know, if somebody's living in Denison and they're starting a business, it was kind of tough to get all that done prior to some things that you've been able to accomplish.
That's right. I felt as an owner of my own business and coming from a background in that field, the world should not revolve around Des Moines or more specifically a state capital. We need to be out there. And with technology, we can do that. So we've put a lot of effort into what we call fast tracking, where 24/7, 365 days a year, you can go right online, and it's very user-friendly, handle almost anything you need to do. Because I know businesses have to work hard during the daytime hours to put out their product or service, so the government comes to them on the weekends or after hours when they can catch up with the paperwork. Well, we're not open.
Right.
And that's frustrating for a business. So we've tried to take steps to make it a little more accessible, and we're going to keep building on that.
And when you talk about accessibility, usually, and usually I think I'm pretty accurate with this, if you try to navigate state offices, state websites, it's awful.
Yeah, it can be challenging.
It is really challenging because, first of all, you have to put so much up there. But I've been on your site multiple times, and the business side of that seems to be pretty straightforward and easy, yeah?
It is, and I got to be very blunt, and it's free.
Right.
Other states charge.
Really?
And that drives me insane. Minnesota, for an example, if you want to do lookups or information on companies, you have to be a subscriber. And that just blows my mind. You already pay once when you pay your taxes.
Right.
And as a business, you pay fees, too. Why do they have to get dinged for another one? So I'm pretty thin-skinned on that one. I really fight to resist those kind of things.
You made mention just a little bit ago, Cedar Rapids, and you said your business.
Correct.
That, what business was it?
I have an asphalt paving company.
Get
I started
out of here.
That, yep. My family's been in construction for years, and I started one myself, my kids are running it now. They don't want me in the office anymore. They said stick to what you do in your job in Des Moines, but Cedar Rapids is still home. I commute back and forth, and I've got that I know every bump and crack in Interstate 80 from Cedar Rapids to Des Moines.
What advantage is it, Paul, to be a business person overseeing business registration and the business side of government?
Oh, I think it's imperative. I mean, it's real life. I think every government person should, if they've never been in a business, they ought to do an internship. I don't care if you're 40 years old, 60 years old. You need to have that real life experience, and then you can relate better to every time you do something. Is it really the right thing to do before you do it? Is it the right thing to do? And if it's not, don't do it.
Yeah. One of the things we covered just recently was this myth that is out there. It's very pervasive. I talk to business people all over the world all the time. And, you know, the myth is nobody wants to work anymore. Well, work has changed dramatically, hasn't it?
Oh, it has.
What have you found in the state of Iowa?
Sure.
How that has transferred?
Well, it's shifting. Between the impact COVID had, I think it accelerated a lot of us baby boomers to do a career change. They said, hey, I'm going to change. And they've started their own business. We've seen record numbers of new filings for LLCs, over 33,000.
It's amazing.
And it's not just this year. We've seen this all the way through COVID. They were doing this. So I believe they're shifting and they're doing their thing, their dream, if you will. And I think that's great. I'm glad they have confidence in our state and they're going to do that.
And what do you think, where are they doing this from? You've got to have some statistics. Are they doing it in the major metro areas, or are they creating businesses in rural parts of the state?
It's all across the board. Granted, the bigger the population, the more you're going to have in that community. But no, it's truly a statewide movement. Now, the question is, I haven't had a chance yet to really interview them. Was it because of the low interest rates going on? Was it because of COVID? Because the age you are at? All the above. But the reality is, or the hard facts is, we got 33,000 new business starts, whether that's real estate or whether it's building some other product or service. And we saw that same kind of trend the year before and the year before that. The number just keeps going up.
Yeah, and a couple of things I think perhaps also worked into that. There were some stimulus dollars that were out there, and some people said, well, you know what? Well, maybe now is the time I can start whatever this happens to be. So all of those things, I believe, worked into it. Our guest is Secretary of State Paul Pate for the great state of Iowa. When we look at rural versus urban, and we have, maybe half a dozen urban centers in Iowa, there are many towns, small communities, that have lost population over the years. However, at the same time, individuals we've talked to are starting to move back to some of these smaller communities, starting businesses back on Main Street. And the thing that we hear consistently, however, is, if we had broadband internet connectivity, this would be really good. Where are we at?
Yeah, well, that is one that we're making progress on. We could do much better. And I think with capital investment from the private sector, we're going to get there. And if anything, I've seen the dramatic change. In the 80s, we had people leaving the state. It wasn't just moving from rural to city. They were out of our state. Now, yes, we've seen movement, maybe from some of the more isolated parts of our state into closer to an urban center. But you're absolutely on the mark. They don't have to be in Polk County, the biggest county. They can go two counties out. They can go three counties out. Because with the internet, I don't have to be sitting in office tower in downtown Des Moines or downtown Cedar Rapids. That flexibility is really helping the rural parts of our state.
One of those real interesting adventures was in Jefferson, Iowa. And I think you're probably familiar with this. Rob Denson from DMAC and the Community College in Fort Dodge banded together. And a local telecom put in fiber to everybody in Jefferson, Iowa. And there is an incubator there where people learn and then work for businesses in Silicon Valley. And they're being paid handsomely for $70,000, $80,000 a year in Jefferson, Iowa. That's a good salary.
Well, yes, it is. And corporate America has figured that out. They don't need to have people sitting in Chicago or New York or L.A. They get a better buy. And they get better people, and I think they get better productivity when they use some of our Iowa resources that way. And we get to keep them here in our state as a key resource as well.
As you continue through this job of yours as Secretary of State, what have you learned? Because this is a big deal. Sure. It's not that big a state, 3.1 million or so, and people call us a flyover state, but there is so much going on here. What have you learned?
Well, I tell people to stop underestimating Iowans. I mean, really, they have got a lot on the ball here. They're really more of a cutting edge than they think. They are stepping up and they're growing their businesses. And they're very robust in how they do it. I mean, they don't just take a negative message and go, okay, I'm done. Whether it's hard times maybe for getting help. Businesses are still working that through as they try to figure out where they're going. But I'm really impressed as I travel the 99 counties and the 900 towns and cities in our state that the plywood has come down. They are building back up, and I'm seeing new housing, and I'm seeing the kind of good signs you want to see. And it's not because of any government program. It is because people believe in their communities and they want to live there. That's what Iowa's that's what makes Iowa so special.
Yeah, and so many of these businesses that are now hugely successful, mm-hmm. agricultural businesses, started in somebody's machine shed back.
Most certainly. Know?
And that continues. Final question for you, and it has to do with technology. One of the things that I enjoy doing is hanging out with my agricultural friends. Can you speak a little bit about the technological advances that agriculture brings to not just Iowa, but the United States in general? It's a big deal.
I am very much impressed with that. I can tell you, as a former mayor of Cedar Rapids, Iowa, we are truly the value-added agricultural capital for our state and frankly, the country and the world. We don't want to see any of those ag products leaving our state without a little more value added to them, whether that's taking starch and alcohol and things like that and building more products out of it. And the wages go up with it appropriately, too. I mean, we're talking top wages for what used to be probably a much more lower wage,
modest wage.
Yeah. And it is, it's going to be Iowa's future. It's already our secret weapon, and we just got to make sure we keep promoting it. Most people in Iowa do not live on a farm. They may not even know anyone who's lived on a farm. But we do want to remind my fellow Iowans that agriculture is so key to our economy. You know, we are an ag state. And it's not just feeding people, it is the value added to it. And we also are very proud of our fact that we are an insurance and a banking state as well. But they complement each other, I think, at the end of the day.
I lied to you. I said final question. So, you know, there's always a follow-up.
No problem.
One of the things I think that's interesting is how many immigrants are coming to the state of Iowa mm-hmm. versus other places. They may originally come to one of the coast states, sure. but then they re-immigrate to Iowa.
Sure.
Why do you think that is? And the numbers are fantastic.
Yeah, it is. And depending on what part of the world we're talking about, but for many of them, we fit a comfort zone for them. We are an entrepreneur state. We encourage it. We're not a big L.A. or New York where you get lost in it. You get to really know who your neighbors are. If you can get past our Iowa winners, I think we've got it all. But I think all those pieces together really encourages that kind of growth for them.
Yeah, it really does. And you cannot sidestep the fact that Iowa's a pretty accommodating place.
Most
at
certainly.
The same time.
We are Iowa nice. We are.
We keep trying anyway. Paul Pate, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest. Paul, thanks so very much for spending some time with us. I do appreciate. I know you got a lot of things on your plate right now, so thanks for doing this.
Thank you.
Once again, that is the voice of Paul Pate, who happens to be the Secretary of State for the state of Iowa. It was an interesting conversation. Over 33,000 LLCs in 1 year, and about how Iowa accommodates so many different people and some of the changes made at the Secretary of State's office. No politics today, just business. And yes, we do have a link to the Secretary of State's office on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Secretary of State Paul Pate, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.